Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
Now this is part three, the last part of our story,
right.
Hansel and Gretel.
And the most exciting one. 所以这个格林的经典童话《糖果屋》即将来到最精彩的地方咯。我等不及要 find out what's going to happen.
Yeah, the lost and hungry kids were in the woods, but then they saw a special house,
right.
Made of gingerbread.And they saw an old woman there. So, who is this woman? What is this house? We need to answer these questions.
Okay, 所以待会呢，我们就即将揭晓这些答案哦。到底呢，这个姜饼屋住着里面的人呢，还有我们可不可以吃这个姜饼屋？我们待会都会知道答案。Well, let's find out now. Go, go, go.
Hansel and Gretel.The old woman lured the kids inside. She was actually a witch. She locked Hansel in a cage and made Gretel her slave. She fed Hansel until he was fat enough to eat. Then, she made a fire in the oven to cook him. Gretel was very smart, though. She pushed the witch into the oven and saved her brother. After several days, the kids finally found their way home. Their dad was so happy to see them. His wife died months ago, and he really missed his kids. The family lived happily ever after.
Cage. The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us. The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us. Feed. Feed. Feed, fed, fed. The farmer feeds his animals some food.Every 4 hours. The farmer feeds his animals some food every 4 hours. Oven. Oven. Mom put the turkey in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner. Mom put the turkey in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner. Push.Push. James pushed me on the swing so I could go higher. James pushed me on the swing so I could go higher.
Part three of the article begins. The old woman lured the kids inside.
所以一开始呢，我们就看到这个老婆婆，她就引诱这些小孩子进去屋里面啦。
Now, to lure, which is spelled L-U-R-E, is to attract someone. For example, the smell, mm-hmm. of a donut shop can lure you inside. You,
right.
walk by it and you smell those delicious donuts.
Yummy! Okay. Why can you always smell donuts?
I don't
know. Outside.
It's like they pull you in. That's what a lure,
right.
does.
Okay, lure 就是有引诱这样的意思。当然呢，刚刚 Jeff 又用到另外一个字，就是 attract， 也是有吸引这样的意思哦。像是这个很香的这个 donut， 就是甜甜圈的味道。通常你站在这个甜甜圈店的外面，就会吸引你想要进去啦。So who is this old woman?
Yeah. All right. So she was actually.A witch.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. 惨了，他说我们今天进去，好像进去一个非常不妙的地方哦。因为呢，这个老婆婆她其实是一位 witch， 就是女巫哦。
So if you thought she was just a kind old woman who would feed the kids some gingerbread, You were wrong.
But she probably looks kind, right?
Witches are usually kind of ugly, actually.
Yeah, but in this case, she probably disguised herself. She probably looks kind, but she's actually evil.
She could, but when you're so hungry, you don't care. You just want to eat. They were probably lured by the look and the
right,
smell of a house made of gingerbread.
Okay?
That would definitely lure me inside. So this bad witch, what did she do? She locked Hansel in a cage and made Gretel her slave.
Oh, okay, 好怪哦。所以她先把 Hansel, 也就是个小男生呢，锁在一个笼子里面 cage, 然后呢，再使这个 Gretel 成为她的 slave, 就是奴隶哦，这样子意思。
Now, a cage, spelled C-A-G-E, is a structure made of metal bars that can be used to keep animals or humans inside it, so they're trapped inside, they can't get out.
Okay, cage 呢 ,C-A-G-E, 它是一个名词，就是笼子这样子的意思啦。And how do we use this word?
Well, you could say...The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us.
Oh, that's cute. The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us. Okay, 就是笼子里面的猴子对我们做出各种的一些好笑的一些表情或是一个鬼脸这样子意思啦。
So, why is this witch doing this? I wonder. Well, she fed Hansel until he was fat enough to eat. Fat enough to eat.
Oof. That's so mean. Okay, so, but why am I laughing? Okay, 所以呢，其实呢，他就是为了呢，要把 Hansel 喂的很多，才可以养得白白胖胖，让他可以够胖的来吃掉他，真的是一个很恐怖的巫婆 ，a bad witch. Okay, so what is this word, fed? Could you please explain it a little bit more?
Well, it comes from the action feed, the verb feed, F-E-E-D.Okay, fed is spelled F-E-D, so feed, fed, fed. And it means to give food to a person or an animal for them to eat.
Right, okay. 我们来看一下刚刚课文出现的 fed, 其实就是 feed 的过去式。那当然了 ,feed, 我们来看一下它动词三态就是 feed, fed, fed, 就是指喂食这样子的意思啦或是喂养也可以啦。
All right, so for example, the farmer feeds his animals some food every 4 hours.
Okay, so the farmer feeds his animals some food every 4 hours. 这名农夫呢，每四个小时呢，就喂这些动物一次哦。
So the witch keeps feeding Hansel, making him fat, trying to make him more delicious.
Right?
Then, I guess he's fat enough now because then she makes a fire in the oven to cook him.
惨了，接下来呢，好像他已经够胖了哦 ,Hansel. 他就在火炉中生火，打算呢，要煮了 Hansel. 惨了。What's going to happen? She's going to eat him?
Yep, but she has to cook him first in the oven. Now, oven, spelled O-V-E.E-N is a noun, and it's a box with a door on the front in which food is cooked or heated.
Okay? Like chicken, turkey, anything, cookies, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so oven 是什么呢？你们猜到就是烤箱这样的意思啦。它是一个名词，或者有的人也翻译它为烤炉这样的意思啦。
Yeah, so for example, a fry pan has only one side,
right?
But an oven is like a box where you put the food inside the hot box with fire.
Right, nice. Okay, so how do you use this word?
Well, I could say, Mom put the turkey in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner.
Of course, Mom put the turkey, yum yum, in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, you need to put a turkey in the oven. And I guess if you're a witch and you need to cook a fat little boy, you are going to put
it
in
a big oven. You're right. Okay, so 为了感恩节的晚餐，妈妈把这只火鸡呢放进烤箱里料理一番啦。So, what is she doing?
Well, you know, I have a question. What is she doing? She has a whole gingerbread house she can eat. Why does she have to catch little boys and eat them?
Right, yeah. That's a good question.
But Hansel's lucky. Gretel was very smart, though.
See, I told you Greta was good. Back, you know, we were just chatting and Jeffrey was saying that all Greta does was cry, but she's the smart one.
Well, that's all she did before.
Okay, Greta 她其实呢是很聪明哦。
All right, she pushed the witch into the oven and saved her brother.
好聪明哦，她把这个坏心的巫婆呢推进火炉当中，并且解救了她的哥哥 ，saved her brother.
Mm-hmm. Now she pushed the witch. To push, which is spelled P-U-S-H, is to use your hands, arms, or body to make someone or something move forward or away from you. Okay, it's the opposite of pull.
Right.
Push.Pull.
Yeah, you probably will see this word at, there are two doors as you enter, you will see push, and then the other way reads pull, right?
Right,
usually,
push and
right?
pull.
Push 呢其实是推这样的意思，常常我们在这个门的时候呢，门把我们就会看到 push 就是推，那相反词当然就是 pull, 也就是拉 P-U-L-L.And how to use this word in a sentence, push.
Well, I was playing on the playground and James pushed me on the swing so I could get higher. We weren't fighting, he helped me.
Right, okay, so James pushed me on the swing so I could go higher. 所以如果你在做这个 swing, 就是荡秋千的时候，当然就会希望有人在后面帮你推荐才可以越荡越高啦。
Right, so the witch is dead, the kids are free, but what are they going to do now? Well, of course, they want to go home.
Oh, I thought they were going to eat the gingerbread, you know, house.
Well, they probably ate a little bit of it.
Okay.
Right. So the article goes on and says, after several days, the kids finally found their way home.
Whoa, cool. So, 几天之后孩子们终于找到回家的路啦。
Yeah, and as we learned in a previous lesson, several means a few. So, it took them a few days. So, I guess they must have broken the house, ate the gingerbread along the way.
Okay? Right, okay. 还记不记得呢？之前我们就提到 several 这个字就是几个，那这里是 several days 就是几天，所以可能差不多三四天或是五六天吧。Okay, so more than two, but not much more than 10, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, their dad was so happy to see them.
当然了，他们爸爸一定很开心可以看到他的孩子回家啦。
Now, what about that evil stepmom?
Oh, right. Oh. What about the evil stepmom?
Well,
she must be angry.
But the story says his wife died months ago, and he really missed the kids.
Okay, 果真坏心有坏报，恶人有恶报。就是原来那个坏心的继母呢，她几个月前就去世了，而且呢，这个爸爸他真的很想念他的小孩。
Now, we saw the word ago, and we use the word ago to talk about how long in the past or how long before something happened.
Right.
So, for example, I ate lunch an hour ago, 1 hour before now.
Ago 呢是我们的英文快译通，那我们赶紧来看这个字要怎么用哦。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看英文快译通之打给爱注意。哎，明明没有看到其他人啊 ！Topo 姐是在跟谁说话、啊？一直念念有词。
Oh, dear diary， 这段时间有好多有趣的事情，都来不及记下来，今天全部告诉你哦，啾咪。10 months ago, I met a cute boy, Daniel. His father is a millionaire.
等一下，这太扯了！你已经有十个月没有碰过我了，还敢叫我 Dear Diary？ 那个我其实比较想知道 ，Where did you go last Friday？ 还有 ，Whom were you talking to on the phone yesterday morning？
哦，你是说 William 吗？他很可爱吧？上礼拜五啊。我就第一次和他见面，然后昨天早上也就是他打电话给我啊。We went to a bar and had some drinks last night.
然后嘞？
然后我们就散步到我家旁边的一个小公园。
同学们爱足矣哦。哇，竟然从日记本里面冒出精灵来嘞，果然是很久没有写的样子。在刚刚的对话里，超跑姐和日记本精灵都分别提到了几个表示过去时间的用法。首先是 10 months ago， 一段时间加上 ago， A-G-O， 所以可能是一小时之前， an hour ago， 三天前， 3 days ago， 两个星期前， 2 weeks ago， 或甚至是十年前， 10 years ago。 还有我们从小听到大的童话故事里最常用到的开头， a long time ago， 很久很久以前。接着当我们要提到昨天的时候，当然是用 yesterday， 而一天又可以分成上午或下午，因此 yesterday 后面可以接 morning， 表示昨天早上。要特别注意的是，如果是要说昨天晚上，就不能用 yesterday night， 而是要用另外一个表示过去时间的副词 last， L-A-S-T。 Last night 就是昨天晚上的意思。而讲到 last， 它和刚刚提过的 ago 一样，可以加上一段时间，不过有两点要提醒各位同学。第一，这段时间要加在 last 的后面。第二，这里的一段时间长度有限制，除了 last night 是特例以外，原则上最小的单位是周，比如说 last week 上周， last month 上个月。另外，如果我们要说的是上个星期几，也是用 last， 比如说上个星期三， last Wednesday。
可是他既然是要跟我分手。Three years ago, my boyfriend broke up with me. 一直到现在相亲那么多次都没有成功，我什么时候才可以找到我的 Mr. Right？
我去回个电话。Someone I met last Friday just called me yesterday morning. Ciao.
同学们爱注意哦，日记本精灵也有需要回电话的时候哦，真妙。要特别提醒各位同学的是，这几种用法都是在说明以往的已经过去的时间，所以请务必记得时态要用 past tense 过去式哦。有三种方式可以表达过去的时间，请各位同学一定要熟记哦。英文快译通知大家爱注意，我们下次见，拜拜。
So then the story finishes, the family lived happily ever after.
哦，最后我们就看到这个家人呢，他们就从此过着幸福开心的生活啦。
And that's the most famous story ending, happily ever after. Every time a story ends with a happy ending where the family is happy, the boy and the girl fall in love,
right.
They live happily ever
right.
after. And it means forever, or after that, they just have a really happy life.
OK, 所以其实很多的童话故事里面呢，或者是有一些 happy ending, 就是开心的这个结局的故事都会说 and they lived happily ever after. 好啦，接下来呢，我们来看一下我们的 wrap up.
Well, I'm very happy about the way the story ended. The kids made it back home. The
right.
evil stepmom is dead. The bad witch is...inside her oven, burned in a fire, and they all lived happily ever after.
I love happy endings. Oh, actually, one of my other really favorite children's story is, guess. Take a guess.
Snow White.
No, it's Sleeping Beauty. Mm. You get to sleep and sleep and sleep. That's what I really need.
But the happy ending is when she wakes up.
Yeah, when the prince kissed her, right?
I guess we liked different parts of that children's story.
Anyway, that's it for our three-day article. And, you know, actually, we'll have to say goodbye to everyone
yep.
now.
Thank you for joining us. Have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The number you dialed is busy. Please try again later.
The number you dialed is busy.Please try again later.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 我们今天要继续跟大家讨论英文的电话用语。假设今天你打电话过去，对方的电话都一直占线，无法接通，那么这时你可能就会听到 The number you dialed is busy. Please try again later. 您拨的号码忙线中，请稍后再拨。Dial 这个字就是拨号的意思，我们通常会在后面加上电话号码，例如 Please dial 117就是请拨117的意思。另外 dial 这个字也可以当名词来使用，表示电话上面的拨号盘。接着我们看到 busy 这个形容词，一般我们都知道它是代表忙碌的、繁忙的意思，例如 I'm busy at work， 我忙于工作。同样这边的 busy 是表示电话忙线、忙碌中的意思。同样的句子我们可以说 The line is busy， 这条线路忙线中，或者 The phone is busy， 电话忙线中。另外这句子后方的 Please try again later 就表示请稍后再试， try 就表示尝试的意思。下次你打电话去给别人，如果听到了这句话，可不要以为对方是故意不接你电话哦，有耐心点，等一下再拨。接着让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。小聚会我们下次见。
The number you dialed is busy. Please try again later.
The number you dialed is busy. Please try again later.
Hansel and Gretel.
The old woman lured the kids inside. She was actually a witch. She locked Hansel in a cage and made Gretel her slave. She fed Hansel until he was fat enough to eat. Then, she made a fire in the oven to cook him. Gretel was very smart, though. She pushed the witch into the oven and saved her brother. After several days, the kids finally found their way home. Their dad was so happy to see them. His wife died months ago, and he really missed his kids. The family lived happily ever after.
Cage. Cage. The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us. The monkeys in the cage made funny faces at us. Feed. Feed. Feed, fed, fed. The farmer feeds his animals some food every 4 hours. The farmer feeds his animals some food every 4 hours. Oven. Oven. Mom put the turkey in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner. Mom put the turkey in the oven to cook for Thanksgiving dinner. Push. Push. James pushed me on the swing so I could go higher. James pushed me on the swing so I could go higher.